Chapter 3. Sonny's Blues. 8 months after Wolf sounded the alarm from the flying deck of Lurev, he found himself in Manhattan, tucked in the back seat of a black SUV with Obama, dodging potholes on Third Avenue. They had been talking regularly since Obama's birthday, and in many ways, Wolf had turned out to be the gift that kept on giving. UBS had taken heavy losses that fall, and Wolf, ahead of the curve and grasping the nature and implications of the crisis, had seen himself promoted to president and CEO of UBS Americas. In the meantime, he had been working with Obama to demystify the machinery of Wall Street. Alongside the intellectually nimble Austin Goolsbee, Wolf was part of a team that helped Obama and his 26-year-old speechwriter, Jon Favreau, draft a prescient speech on the country's financial perils, which the senator had delivered at NASDAQ in mid-September. It had all been there in the speech, a new framing of the country's financial dilemma. Amid a crisis of confidence, Roosevelt called for a reappraisal of values, Obama had begun. He made clear that in this country, the responsible heads of finance and industry, instead of acting each for himself, must work together to achieve the common end. It was this idea of common cause, the senator continued, that we needed to restore. Then he laid out a plan of attack to investigate the subprime market, ensure transparency in trading, and regulate the rating agencies. Everything flowed from the underlying point that no one can exercise sound fiscal judgment if the information is flawed, if there is fraud, or if the risks facing financial institutions are not fully disclosed. With this speech, Obama had suddenly leapt ahead of everyone in Washington, at very least the other presidential hopefuls out stumping through the cornfields of Iowa. There was concern inside of Obama's camp about what his many Wall Street contributors would think about the speech, and then surprise at how they'd embraced it. It was a damn nice rundown, Obama thought, one of his best, highlighting what was...